Just a moment ago, Becca mentioned the Fort Smith Symphony and John Jetter. And before we go on this Friday edition of Ozarks, we wanted to focus for just a moment on something the Fort Smith Symphony has launched this season, the Cool Cats, a jazz ensemble that performs a quick history of the American art form. During a recent visit to our studios, John Jetter explained a bit about the Cool Cats.
The Cool Cats is a jazz quartet comprised of saxophone, drum set, acoustical bass, string bass, and piano. Don and Terry Bailey are performers. Bruce Fowler and Brandon Patterson are the group. And I'm very proud that the Cool Cats is an official Fort Smith Symphony ensemble. And their role is to perform for every fourth grader in Fort Smith. And what they've done this year is they've gone to all the public and private schools and done a wonderful, comprehensive, high-energy history of jazz. In about 30 minutes, they cover the whole history.
Yeah. You start with Satchmo and...
Yeah, well, actually, I kind of start almost slave trade,
okay.
You know, going
okay.
back far. And they end with Lady Gaga, because that's actually a real passion of hers now is jazz. So there's that connection. The kids are dancing at some point. They're playing percussion instruments. It's a very high-energy group. And look, music in America is great, but we don't have a lot of musical traditions in our country that are like truly American. And even though jazz has all these still influences from other countries, it's one of our few American musical art forms. And we don't know enough about it. We know, everyone knows jazz, but to kind of know about it, particularly kids, they don't quite connect with jazz.
Sure.
They're obviously connecting with this. I mean, the response has been great. The kids love it. They're very fired up to learn more and to maybe play, you know. So it's a great thing to do. And jazz has always been a part of symphony programs. And I'm a big proponent of we're a symphony orchestra in America. And I really think, you know, the American music needs to play a big part in what we do.
Yeah, I was going to say there will be people hearing our conversation who say, oh, wait, a symphony orchestra spreading jazz to classrooms, that's, for many people, a different way to think about what a symphony outreach
right,
can be.
Right, right. And a subject for another day, but we even now have a rock quartet now that's all electronic, that's a symphony ensemble called Jolt, and we'll talk more about that later. So, yeah, I mean, I think for us... being healthy about it and happy about it, we want to try to be an organization, a symphony orchestra, that's presenting what we feel is good music or great music, and that happens in all sorts of genres. So let's just have all the great music get together and have a big party.
Did Don Bailey put together this 30 minutes? Because that's kind of one of the things he can do, is do these overviews of music in a relatively short amount of time.
Right. I've had the pleasure to work with Don on a number of projects, symphony projects in this. And the great thing about it is, okay, Don, we have sponsorship. We'd like to do this program. Here's what we'd like to do. Take it away. And I know that's all we need to do, and the result is great. And he's so dedicated not only to jazz, but, I mean, ultimately to education and young people. He loves working with kids of all ages. I've seen it for 20 years now. So it's a great group, and it's all those guys. I just set it up. I thought it was a cool thing to do. We secured some resources, and you guys just go to town and, you know, don't get me in trouble.
You're the producer.
Exactly, exactly.
Every fourth grader in Fort Smith.
Yeah, we go to all the public schools. Logistically, we were able to get to some of the private schools, and then what's been great is some of the private schools that we weren't able to physically get to, their fourth graders visited one of the public schools that was close by.
How about a tip of the hat to all of the principals and the superintendent?
Yeah.
I mean, every one of them appears to understand the importance of music education there.
Exactly. There's an incredible – well, the music program in Fort Smith has been incredible, and I think we have enough validity and track record with things like Symphony in the Earquake and Symphony in the Schools that both have gone on now for like 15 years, that when we approach the schools with an idea, they say, okay – Thank you very much. We'll coordinate the visits, and so we have in school programs now in 3rd, 4th, and 5th grade, and then all the 6th graders come to Earquake. So it's just a matter of time before we get the K-2 thing taken care of.
John Jetter, the music director and conductor of the Fort Smith Symphony for 20 years now, talking about the Cool Cats, begun this year as part of the Fort Smith Symphony's growing outreach program. Here's an example of what students hear when the Cool Cats come to their classroom. Don Bailey providing a bit of narration, followed by the Cool Cats performing inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF.
In the 1920s, it was called the Jazz Age, and New Orleans became the center of jazz, as well as Chicago. Small brass bands of 5, 6, 7 players would gather around in streets and parades and just fill the streets with happy music. These musicians were untrained. They didn't really read music, and a lot of times their sound was kind of crude. But they were very popular, even on steamboats. They would do improvisation. One of the keys to these small bands was they would take liberties with melodies, rhythms, and tone qualities. Today we call them Dixieland bands, but they didn't use that term back then. It's traditional jazz. The father of jazz is Louis Armstrong, and he had several jazz combos that would play this music. And oftentimes he would name them after the number of people in the combo. He had a Hot 5 jazz combo. This song was made popular and recorded by the Hot 7. It's called Potato Head Blues, 1927, Louis Armstrong.
Cats is recorded by Katie Hendrickson inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. That does it for a packed Friday Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. This is 91.3 KUAF, Fayetteville, Fort Smith, Bentonville.